Being predictable is something Jesus is not. When someone says, the one you love is ill, you would think he would run in haste, but instead he waits. And when he receives death threats from people in Judea, you think Jesus would stay away, but instead he goes right into the heart of danger. And in both cases, the disciples follow where the master goes. Following Jesus means more than just taking his teachings and applying them to our lives. Following Jesus means responding and acting and interacting with him in real time. Real time. Think about a play that has different characters and scenes and action. Hearing Jesus versus following Jesus is kind of like the difference between just memorizing the lines of a play and reciting them on stage versus taking on the very personality of that character and knowing the story so well that you can improvise on the fly with other characters during the play's performance. And even if the play is performed 5 nights in a row, each time it's unique and amazing because you've actually entered into the drama. You've taken on the drama and you're living it in real time, not just as pages on a script. When these sisters send word to Jesus that Lazarus is ill, they are reciting some of the lines from the script of the play called faith. These women are people of faith. They believe that Jesus can help Lazarus. And Martha and Mary and their brother have known Jesus for quite some time. He's close friends with them. He has visited their home on several occasions. Thus far in Act 1, so to speak, Jesus has healed the sick, he's cast out demons, he's made the blind see, he's fed thousands. So they're thinking, surely Jesus will come and he will play his part, right? He'll come to save the day, right? Faith says Jesus will come and do what he has always done in the past, right? Wrong. He waits and waits and waits, and Lazarus dies. And do you remember what he says to the disciples about this? He says, Lazarus has died, not just falling asleep like he actually died, and I am glad for your sake that I was not there. I'm glad for your sake that I was not there. He's not glad that Lazarus is dead, but he's glad because what's going to happen next is going to awaken this deep faith in his disciples and many other people, and even us here today. When Jesus arrives to the scene in Bethany, the scriptures tell us that he experiences two emotions. First, Jesus experiences fierce anger. Our translation says he was perturbed and troubled, but really that word is meant to get at a kind of fiery anger. Christ is angry in seeing the pain and the bitterness of death. He's the light of the world, and he is meant to come and throw his whole self against the powers of darkness and death, which he will do next week in Passion Sunday. Secondly, Jesus also experiences deep anguish when he sees the tomb. Jesus loves his friend Lazarus. He weeps for him. He truly experiences this deep sorrow. And so we see that Jesus is both truly the Almighty God and yet a very, very tender human being. At this point, there was no hope for a cure. In the Jewish mindset, in the first 3 days of your death, there was this idea that the soul kind of hovered around your body, hadn't quite truly departed yet. Maybe something could be done. But on day 4, you were definitely dead. Period, full stop, that's it, go home, folks. And Martha's even worried about the stench that's coming out of the grave. But it's just when it seems that we've gotten back on script to what's predictable, Jesus throws the script out entirely. Take away the stone. Take away the stone. Lord, he's been dead 4 days. And at this point, Martha doesn't know how she's supposed to react. And she almost gives up. She almost just lets the curtains close because she's thinking, like, what is Jesus doing? Take away the stone, that's not going to help anything. This is actually going to be embarrassing. This is not possible. It's just not possible. This is impossible. But they take away the stone, and Lazarus comes out alive again. And Mary and Martha believe, and the disciples believe. And because of this amazing work of the Son of God, almost the whole city of Jerusalem begins to believe. And it's in fact this miracle that will now propel Jesus towards his saving passion and resurrection. The raising of Lazarus was not in the script, but it's the ending that we didn't know was possible. It's the ending to the drama that actually we didn't know we even wanted because we thought it couldn't happen. But nothing is impossible for God. In our lives, God often tends to be a kind of scripted character in our story. And this God acts a certain way, speaks a certain way, and does certain predictable things that an almighty God does, so we think. But we are followers of Jesus. And Jesus is the living and breathing incarnate God who wants us to believe in him. Believing in Jesus is more than just acknowledging that he exists. You know, as Pope Francis said Friday night in his message to the city and to the world, he said, believing is coming to Jesus and trusting Jesus. Believing in Jesus and trusting in Jesus. That's a personal decision. That's a real drama. That's a real story. That requires a response. That's an awareness of his presence on stage with me. And that requires improvisation because I can't control Jesus Christ. I don't know his lines. I don't create the script. But I can follow him. And if we follow him, we'll find that not even death can stop the story of our friendship with God and with each other from continuing on. Now we can understand what Jesus means when he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who brings their heart to Jesus finds newness and rebirth. Not only in the kingdom of God when our very bodies are resurrected, but even now through the gift of the Holy Spirit. He is the resurrection and the life. Brothers and sisters, in these days where we are physically separated from one another, and sometimes we feel the grip of fear or sadness, it's possible that we can entomb ourselves by thinking that God is bound to our script, our expectations, our possibilities. In this past week, we should ask ourselves, when have we tried to wrestle the script away from God? When were we disappointed that he is not speaking the lines that we wrote for him? Here's what you ought to say or do. Where do we need faith that goes beyond the humanly possible? God is the God of the impossible. May we truly believe and follow Jesus so that he can bring us forth from the tombs and back into communion with one another. And even as we approach the mystery of the crucifixion next week in the liturgy, we know that we also draw closer to the mystery of the resurrection at Easter. Today, may this offering of Jesus' true presence on the altar strengthen our faith that in all times and in all places, in the very drama of our lives, Jesus is our resurrection and our life.